Elissa Walker Campbell, welcome back inside the Quicken Loans Studios at YSR. We are coming to you from Houston, and as promised, in our final segment tonight, we're going to highlight the NBA lottery and zero in on one team and organization in particular that has endured a lot over the past couple of years, and now they are taking the necessary steps in order to be relevant. We're talking about the Los Angeles Lakers. Delighted to have back with us Mark Medina from the Los Angeles Daily News and the Lakers beat writer. Good evening, Mark. How are you?
I'm doing great. Always a pleasure to be on your show.
Mark, you've had a very busy week, and we are anxious to get your thoughts. The Lakers were the and won the number two pick in the draft lottery, but trade rumors seem to be the buzz. Should the Lakers trade that number two pick for a superstar? Should they deal the pick?
Well, I think it always entails what will that require. I think that, you know, when you talk with Lakers general manager Mitch Kupchak, he's made it clear that that's certainly an option if they can accelerate their rebuilding by getting a veteran all-star caliber player instead of relying on a promising young player, but maybe, you know, will require time to take development. He'll certainly do that, but I don't think it'll come to the point where Mitch Kupchak would be willing to compromise that foundation of that young core that has been established the last 2 years. So if I had a guess, I think if there's a scenario with the Indiana Pacers with Paul George or the Sacramento Kings with DeMarcus Cousins, the Lakers will certainly be interested and talk with those teams about a possibility. But I think those teams will be asking much more than the number two pick. And so that's where I think that there will be an impasse and the Lakers will ultimately use that number two pick to draft a player instead.
You were in New York. Did you have an opportunity to visit one-on-one with the Lakers general manager, Mitch Kupchak, and kind of get a sense of the direction that they really may be headed?
Yeah, I think, you know, Mitch certainly didn't want to be there for a few reasons. Mm-hmm. One, it signaled that, you know, they're in the lottery because they had a poor season. I think that he was also dealing with a lot of nerves, which is the very strong possibility that they could have lost that pick. They only had 55.8% chance mm-hmm. odds that it would land in the top three, around 19% that would land in the top two, but they were able to defy those percentages. And so I think, you know, the vibe I got from Mitch Kupchak is he was certainly relieved and in much more joyful spirits than in past weeks. But he knows there's still a lot of work ahead of him, and now he has to shift focus on what will he do with that number two pick. And as much as this is going to help the rebuilding process, they have a long way to go to bounce back from last season when they finished with the worst season in franchise history. So I can't quite say that he was popping champagne bottles or anything, but relative to the frustration that he experienced this entire year, he was a little bit happier.
Well, no team moved up in the lottery, but I have to assume that the Lakers left New York City feeling like a lottery winner, too, with that number two pick.
Yeah, I think that basically if they finished three or above, everything would have been great. You know, certainly if they could have drawn it up, they would have gotten number one. But I think, you know, when you look at this draft, most people around the NBA really look at it's Ben Simmons and Brandon Ingram and then everyone else. And so in some respects, this might actually make it easier for the Lakers. You know, Philadelphia has first dibs and they could essentially just pick whichever player the Sixers do not take. But that being said, you know, Mitch Kupchak made it clear that they're going to go through their due diligence, bring in prospects beyond those two players and evaluate them. And then going back to my earlier point, he'll certainly explore some trade possibilities. But if I had to guess, you know, what ultimately happens, the Lakers will wind up drafting Duke forward Brandon Ingram, who I would arguably would be the best fit out of him and Ben Simmons because of his versatility, the fact that he can add some needed defensive presence on the wing. And those are two things that the Lakers severely lacked last season.
LA Daily News Lakers beat writer Mark Medina is with us at YSR, the Big East Sports Show. You can connect with us at Twitter, at eRadio Sports. And Mark, connect with our audience. Where can they check you out online?
Well, I'm at dailynews.com. That's our website. And then I certainly have a pretty established Twitter profile page at MarkG_Medina. Can follow me there. I, you know, tweet all my articles out when I'm out in the field doing interviews. I'll give you live reporting there, and certainly plug in any appearances, including on your show as well. So it's kind of a one-stop shopping network there.
Well, you do a great job, and I wanted to get your thoughts as well on the first big move of the offseason with the Los Angeles Lakers, Luke Walton's, the decision to hire him as a head coach. How will he impact free agency and just the perception?
Well, it remains to be seen. I think that, you know, it certainly can't be a negative. I think it's a positive because he's been seen as this rising star in the coaching ranks. He doesn't have, you know, head coaching experience, you know, on a permanent basis, but I think he caught a lot of buzz with just how he handled the Golden State Warriors while Steve Kerr was recovering from back surgery, leading to them to a 39-4 record. And I think that, you know, that's made it certainly attractive, but there's going to be tests along the way. He obviously does not have the luxury of coaching high caliber talent like a Steph Curry or a Klay Thompson or a Draymond Green that he had at Golden State. But I think that he's seen, particularly with this young Lakers core, as someone that could easily relate to them. And there's almost a feeling that they're both in this together. This young core has a lot of potential, but there's some potential learning curves along the way. Same thing with Luke Walton, has seen as having a lot of promising potential, but could experience some hiccups because of that lack of experience. But I think that's part of the reason why the Lakers actually hired Luke Walton, where both parties would be very invested in each other in their long-term growth.
That, of course, is Mark Medina with the LA Daily News. And it is time now to thank all of our amazing guests and our lineup over the past 2 hours. George Vesey, the New York Times sports columnist, Vince Cellini with NBA TV, Tom Pippins with Fox 6 out of Milwaukee. Always great to catch up with Christine Brennan, columnist with USA Today, and our very own Andy Pondillo with our MLB News and Notes. We'll see you next weekend. Don't drink and drive right here at YSR, the Big E Sports Show.